Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to have the first tasting of my Centennial Chinook 40L IPA. Now, here's the thing about this one. First tasting, this was bottled on 9/10, so almost 4 months ago. I believe that I used my leaf hops, so my homegrown hops for this, because there's no dry hop, but on the hop type, it says hop. It doesn't say pellets or it doesn't say leaf. I'm guessing this is my leaf just for the simple fact I would have been drying them, so I would have had them available, and why not make a beer with 40L? Then I also made one with 60L, crystal 40L and 60L. So for this one, 2 pounds, 4 ounces of Roar Premium Pilsner malt, then 4 ounces of Crystal 40. Small batch, 1.25 gallons going into the carboy. For the hop schedule, 1 hour boil, 0.25 ounces of Chinook at 60, 0.15 ounces of Centennial at 30, 0.25 ounces of Chinook at 15, 0.5 ounces of Centennial boil or flame out, then 0.5 ounces of Chinook flamed out. So in that, I'm guessing because those amounts are so high that it was the leaf hop, because usually when I first started brewing, it was always 4-1. So if it was wet hopped, you would use like 4 ounces to 1 ounce of pellets. So 4 ounce wet hop to 1 ounce of pellets. And I think when I started making these, I looked it up, and now it's up to like 6-1. So 6 ounces of wet hops to 1 ounce of pellets. So I believe the 0.5 ounces at flame out would be a ton for pellets in this case. So I'm going with leaf wet hop beer. So let's get into this. So SO4 yeast was used in this one. And again, this was bottled on 9/10. And I have not done a review at all up to this point. Now, this is beginning of 2020. And I just did the Kara IPA series. And I'm kicking myself for not trying those at a month. I figured, hey, let's let them sit, see what happens to these malts, that Crystal 40, that Crystal 60, and go from there. And the Crystal 40 was better, in my opinion, than the 60. And I'm like, man, why didn't I try those fresh? So 6.53% ABV. Not sure what Beersmith had because I didn't write it down. 4 carbonation tablets. This is a 12-ounce bottle. Okay, Hiss, good smoke. I'm going to try and leave the bottom in here. Well, it's not going to matter. I do bottle directly out of the fermenter, so if there is anything in there, it's going to get into the beer. For the head, light toasted color, like an off-white, kind of tannish, more tannish than off-white, I guess. About a finger of head, bubbles on the top, mainly small. I do have a couple medium ones. Slight haze, could be chill haze. Light red-orange. More orange, but with a little hint of red in there. I don't know what's coming off. It almost looks like it's deep orange in the camera. Good color. Let's go ahead and smell. Malt. Like a sweet malt, caramel malt. There's some hops there. It smells like a big double IPA. I shouldn't say big. A medium double IPA where you're getting that sweet syrupy malt. But then there's a little kick of hop in the back. But it's covered up by that sweet malt. citrus. A touch of spice. I mean, spice could be from Chinook. Citrus could be from Chinook Centennial. It almost smells like the grain bill or the maltiness is too big, or yeah, too big for the hops. Like the hops need to be upped. Like it's not enough. And if these were leaf, that makes sense because that wouldn't be enough. That would be, let's just say, 2 to 1. Because 0.25 ounces of hops at flame out seems reasonable, so I doubled it. So yeah, 2 to 1, where if we went 4 to 1, I would have used an ounce of each, which probably would have been better by smelling this one. Yeah, let's go ahead and taste. Thicker. Lots of spice. So weird. Like, the amount of spice. Like, lots of malt sweetness in there. Thicker beer. There's some citrus, but that spice takes over. Very dry. Weird aftertaste. So weird. It's almost like a older passion fruit, spice, citrus, malty syrup. I don't think that sounds good. Yeah, it's almost like that Centennial wants to be grapefruit. Usually I get grapefruit, citrus from Centennial. Maybe the SO4 is putting more citrus in there and the Chinook is spiced. So it's overpowering the citrus, but because it's older, it's fading. And that maltiness is coming out more. Again, I'm kicking myself from waiting on these beers now. It's okay. I like the... It's like a citrus spice malt. That's good, but it seems like it's overwhelming as it goes down and it warms up. It's almost like that spice is too much. So weird. I've never had that out of my homegrown hops before. Yeah, so if that's using 0.25 ounces of Chinook at 60 minutes... That would, it's only 2 to 1. I'm going to have to try the 60. This is good. I like it. I don't know how much I would drink it just because, like I was saying, in that aftertaste, that's kind of weird. But it does seem like the bitterness citrus hangs around. Maybe spice, bitter citrus in there. Yeah. Let me know what you think about my description down below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.